Where Can I Find Some Damn Jobs? By Henrik de Gjør. Posted on February 28, 2010. Despite economic times, digital asset management, or DAM, jobs are listed on a regular basis throughout the United States and the world. While many positions are clustered around major cities, there are often 100 or more jobs listed at any one time. So the question is, if you have relevant job experience, according to the individual job description, in the field of DAM, where do you look? Here are a few online job sites which display DAM jobs regularly, in alphabetical order. CareerBuilder.com, available in other countries. Dice.com. GetArchivistJobs.net. Indeed.com, available in other countries. LinkedIn.com/jobs, also available in other countries. Monster.com, available in other countries. As many DAM professionals know, metadata is important, specifically keywords. Keywords which work well when searching within relevant job sites are digital asset management and metadata. Keywords which do not work as well are DAM, unless you're looking for jobs related to hydroelectricity or any other word with the letters DAM in it, and asset management, often yield financial or real estate positions. What if you do not have relevant job experience? If you are a college student, consider a DAM internship. If you are a working DAM professional or between DAM jobs, consider seeking the skills of a talent scout or headhunter with experience in placing individuals with those technical skills and experience. It is not a secret that digital asset management is a technical field, but the users of DAM are not necessarily technical people. DAM professionals need to be able to translate the complex blah, blah, blah into terms non-technical people do understand. As a digital asset manager, I am a bridge between creative and technical groups. There are lots of hands-on activity and training, which involves plenty of hard work and, of course, metadata. Like many positions, this job is not for everyone. If you are job hunting, do yourself as well as the hiring managers a favor. Do not apply if you are not qualified, according to the job description. Nowadays, many employers only accept digital copies of your resume and cover letter when applying. Human eyes may not even see your completed application until it first passes filtering technologies. As with most resumes, human resources may read them in less than 30 seconds. Depending on a variety of factors, there may not be a line forming outside the door for DAM job applicants. Many people may not understand what DAM professionals do for a living, nor how digital asset management works. In order to get hired as a DAM professional, you need to know what this involves and be able to explain it to people clearly. Where do you find DAM jobs? For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is now available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.